vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick, and that it's not just in the clinical trials, but it's also in real world data.
Get real.
Get real.
Get real.
Get real.
Get real.
Get real about COVID-19 vaccines.
Shall I wish?
Personally speaking, not for me. I'm still harming.
There has been no evidence that the COVID-19 vaccines are associated with impotence or affecting your sex drive negatively.
In fact, speaking to one gentleman recently, he told me that the vaccines actually has improved his sex drive, and he actually wanted to take another shot, which I discouraged, because that's not the purpose of the vaccine.
Everybody that I've spoken to said that they are having more sex than ever since they got the vaccine.
Listen, because I feel like since we took the vaccination, it's been on 10 or 20. You know what? Let's say 100.
The virus itself is what causes the impotence, meaning that males are unable to get it off.
If you may have people, you know, struggling to rise to the occasion when they get the COVID-19 virus, but that has not been reported when it comes on to getting the vaccine.
Every day, all the time, I don't know about impotence at all. It's a lie. Don't believe it.
Getting that shot really was an amazing feeling. It hits you. Getting that shot really was an amazing feeling. It hits you. Getting that shot really was an amazing feeling. It hits you. Getting that shot really was an amazing feeling. It hits you. Getting that shot really was an amazing feeling.
Folks, if you think he actually took the shot, I got a bridge. I'm willing to sell you in Manhattan, and I got some oceanfront property in Arizona, and from my front porch, you can see the sea. Yeah, folks, if you want to find the rebel command base against tyranny, you found it right here. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I, again, am very thankful to be here with you now today. All right, let's hit the really serious news here up front. Because for globalists, global government is just the beginning. They want to carry out forced depopulation. They've got to get us stunned and poisoned. They've got to get us to submit and to degrade ourselves and to let our basic human rights be violated. And we've got plenty of footage out of China and out of Singapore of robots policing people and of the public being made in long 1,000-person lines to get on their knees, so that when they get scanned to see if they've got their COVID pass to be able to walk down the street or be able to get on a bus or a train, that they've submitted. And it makes it easier if you kneel. And so you have to wait in a stress position, kneeling, in some cases for hours until they come to you. Zero COVID disaster. China deploys army of parents and children separated in quarantine facilities. Isn't that insane? So all of it is giant exercises of power and control. And the footage of thousands of vans rolling up to arrest everyone in giant tower apartment buildings. And the same thing was done in Australia. The same thing has been a giant beta test. But now that massive, massive resistance formed in the West, oh, suddenly it's not a problem in Australia, and you don't need the vaccine passed by yourself, so that opposition doesn't keep forming, and so laws don't get passed against it, so they can bring it back later. And if you read what the UN and Fauci and the Canadian ministers and all of them are saying, they're going to bring it back very, very soon. In China, look at this dramatic footage in China. Millions of people, sometimes lined up outside for days, being processed in and out of giant quarantine centers. And I saw some of the footage. These things are bigger than NFL football stadiums, filled with people on tiny cots just a few feet away from others. Children put in one area, men put in another, women in another, separated. Total dehumanization. They didn't even have COVID. Piles of garbage on the ground. That's one of the quarantine centers. I saw one even bigger. Imagine, this is the New World Order. This is the Global Social Credit Score. This is their plan. But let's talk about the other forms of mind control going on. Here's a speech therapist says her clinic has seen a 364% increase in patient referrals of babies and toddlers. And every other major speech therapist is saying they're seeing the same thing. Massive increases in suicide, massive increases in bankruptcies and homelessness as people were put into a two-year tyranny. Yeah, here's a clip of her on 25 News. Here it is.
Jacqueline Teak says during this pandemic, her speech therapy clinic has seen an enormous shift in the ages of their patients. Before the pandemic, only 5% of patients were babies and toddlers. Today, it has soared to 20%. Many parents calling it COVID delayed.
We've seen a 364% increase in patient referrals of babies and toddlers from pediatricians and parents.
And they are children that are having a difficult time speaking.
Speech delayed.
Babies start learning how to speak by reading lips as young as 8 months. So what happens when lips and faces are covered up by masks? Well, therapists say for some kids, they can work around the mask and still learn to speak perfectly fine. But for others, it can cause speech delays.
There's no research out there yet to say that this could be causing speech and language delays, but most definitely it's, I'm sure, a factor. It's very important kids do see your face to learn, so they're watching your mouth.
That's orange. Can you say orange?
Orange.
That was a good try.
Brianna Gay is raising 5 children, but it's her youngest who needs therapy.
It definitely makes a difference when the world you're growing up in, you can't interact with people and their face. That's super important to babies. So
we're seeing a lot of things that look just like autism. They're not making any word attempts and not communicating at all with their family.
If you go back to the founding of Islam 1600 years ago at the crossroads of Mecca and Medina, there were a bunch of warring tribes that would rob the caravans coming out of the east and then coming through what is Saudi Arabia today and then up into Syria and into Constantinople and the Byzantine Empire, now also under Islamic control, now known as Turkey and its capital, no longer Istanbul. Constantinople previously, now Istanbul. But the point is that you're tuned in and you say, Alex, what are you talking about? Muhammad and children not being able to speak or talk and basically having their speech centers damaged. It's brain damage. It causes brain damage. What's that have to do with Muhammad? Well, when they would kidnap women, they'd put hoods over their heads. And then even after they got taken thousands of miles, whoever they were being sold to, when they took the hood off their head, because they didn't want it damaged by sun and flies and all the rest of it, they wanted to sell them on a slave block. Then the women were also told so other men wouldn't see what other men owned to cover their faces again. And if you go back to the ancient writings, many of the women had trouble speaking in the Middle East and other areas under Islamic control. So see, all this mind control you see today is old mind control. When you gag somebody, when you cover their face up, when you do this to children, particularly over long periods of time, you're screwing them up for life. And the system knew damn well what it was doing when it was doing it. We got to go to break, but I want to come back and get into these new Pfizer documents. You know, they've been battling in the last year to not release any of the documents, but a few groups of documents have been released. Now the biggest tranche or group has been released, tens of thousands of pages. And this just happened on Thursday, and now folks have had a chance to read through them. And they consciously covered up massive blood clots, massive heart attacks, explosive levels of myocarditis, heart swelling, and ADE that killed a bunch of people. And it's exactly what we thought would be in the document. The Moderna hurts and diseases and kills three times what Pfizer does. It's the same shot, basically the same thing, but it's three times stronger. And right there in the data, it's three times roughly the level. I mean, it's right there, and they blacked it out the first time they released it, showing they know what it says, obviously. It's their weapon, and then the judge ordered it unredacted, so now they've released it unredacted, and there it is, open and shut, a weapon to destroy people's immune systems and cause massive illnesses and problems. And remember, about 1% of adverse effects get reported, so this is in the millions of dead. In December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a three-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin, and it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today. Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree coin, is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to fund our operation. It is so historic, and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them, and as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com. So the world's awakening to the New World Order technocrat plan, and their answer is use a virus scare, which they said in the Rockefeller Foundation documents, Operation Lockstep, they would use a virus scare to bring in the cashless society, to bring in the control, to bring in mask, to bring in checkpoints, to overthrow our open, free society, not to protect us or empower us, but to enslave us and then finally kill us. And here's some of the headlines. Mask wearing has let the generation of toddlers struggling with speech and social skills, and it goes through the evidence and the information there. Good news. Judge strikes down New York City's mask mandate for toddlers. Mayor vows to appeal. They never want it to go away. This is a cult, ladies and gentlemen, the nanny state. Here's the big article, came out over the weekend. It's linked to all the documents. Breaking, recently unredacted documents prove Pfizer and FDA knew antibody-dependent enhancement occurred in the vaccinated. But what else do the numbers show? Let's go ahead and play this Naomi Wolf clip, clip four. She talks about the documented deaths from Pfizer versus what's happening with Moderna. That's the exact same shot, just three times stronger. Here it is.
Thank you. So, you have
the deck and the con. So just, it's your baby. You roll.
I will make good use of it because people really need to know and understand what these amazing volunteers and the lawyers are finding in these documents that, again, to remind everyone, Pfizer and the FDA tried to conceal. These are public documents they tried to keep from you. So in just 2021, there were 1,810 deaths from Pfizer vaccines or after Pfizer vaccines and 1,832 from Moderna. So now I'm going to highlight a big difference. So of the total adverse events in 2021, Pfizer's first dose was, pay attention, 145,664 adverse events. Bad things happened. Moderna's first dose, pay attention, 236,316, a big difference. All right, so let's drill down into that and you see something pretty creepy. Some of you are probably already remembering that a few weeks ago here on this show, which as far as I know is the only platform where anyone is doing the kind of reporting that should be done about this vastly important trove of documents, you remember we did a feature on how there were different dosages of the mRNA, the lipid nanoparticles between Pfizer and Moderna and the other brands. Well, there's an 89,000 difference between Pfizer's bad outcomes and Moderna's bad outcomes, much worse for Moderna. So I will now tell you that, remember, the Moderna micrograms were 100 micrograms per dose for adults, and Pfizer's first dose was 30 micrograms. So right there, people who got Moderna for a first dose, and I don't want to scare or upset anyone, but, you know, the sooner we realize what has happened here, the better we can treat people and care for people, right? Moderna was three times the amount of lipid nanoparticles. I keep going back to these tiny, hard, fatty casings, these industrial casings.
Now, scientists in Europe and scientists in Asia simultaneously have rolled out, just like radio was invented in several different parts of the world at the same time, because that's just how the technology had advanced. They have now come out with nanotech graphene oxide programmable nanotech that they say they're going to put down your throat like something out of the Matrix that will then be programmed to go where they want to find things in your body and take it out. This is not a joke, ladies and gentlemen. Well, what do you think they're doing? They're already implanting you with graphene oxide. They've got the patents to use that to turn you into the blockchain and track and trace everything you do, everywhere you go. This is the takeover of society, ladies and gentlemen. So we've got more on that. And what they're doing is they're just rolling out all the technologies that are developed just to overwhelm you so you accept all of it being used against you. But this is a big deal. Recently, unredacted documents prove Pfizer and FDA knew antibody-dependent enhancement occurring in the vaccinated. They knew it was happening, and what did they do? They covered the whole thing up. UK sees a 44% increase in child deaths after jab rolled out for young teens. Data shows. Wow, so 18 to 64 in Europe, in the UK, in the US, they found the exact same number, not down to the fraction, but down to the number of 40% of working age people increase in death, not from COVID, but just in general in 2021. And now the number's even higher in children. And in teens that took the shot. That is out of the National Office of Statistics. The government put that out. And see how we just report on this like it's no big deal? They're killing us. And they're doing it and testing to see if we wake up and say no to them. Yeah, we got the media all focused on the Russia-Ukraine war. While the elephant in the room is the Pfizer clinical trials and documents. Rand Paul says, once upon a time, Anthony Fauci could tell the truth about natural immunity. We've played that video many times from over a decade ago where he says, oh, the best thing is natural immunity. It's the gold standard. It's just hundreds of times better than a vaccine, which is well known. But now, remember, you couldn't talk about it. LinkedIn blocked links to natural immunity data. No one, even medical doctors were banned. Instagram did it. Facebook did it. Twitter did it. They won't even let you link to JAMA studies put out by the Journal of American Medicine. There you go, folks. And Fauci says, get ready. More stuff's coming. And good old Google has added new fact checkers to news and will push users to credible sources. How else can you get away with mass murder like this? By controlling the information. InfoWars right again. World Health Organization admits COVID vaccine linked to hearing loss. Yep. UK government now admits that COVID vaccines are gene therapy. They got a bunch of other ones they want to make you take now. Pretty amazing. Very important report on band.video. By Jay Dyer, scientific elite to tell plan to kill everybody. He has their top people all admitting total extermination of all humans is the plan. Pretty big deal. No wonder they want us off the air, because they're not going to get away with this if humanity is aware of what's happening. Now, I want to hit the big economy news, the military news, and more. Then Paul Joseph Watson's going to join us. Owen's going to join us. We've got so much that we're about to be breaking down here today. I need to fund our operation, so I try to sell you products that you enjoy, that empower you, that enrich you, that really work, so you come back and buy more, and we have a symbiotic relationship. And there's been major supply chain breakdowns, as you know, the last few years. That's why so many products, we've had to either discontinue them or reformulate them or just wait and wait and wait for them to come in. It was 11 months ago, we put our deposit down to the U.S. company that has a deal with France to get the patented special quail eggs that are fed a secret diet that in major even trials and studies have been proven to work better than over-the-counter antihistamines, but in a natural way. And finally, 11 months after I put down the money to get it, we were about to discontinue it and demand our money back. It came in, pollen block, packaged here in the U.S., specially fed quail in France. I discovered this 100 years ago, that you, that they were being fed a certain diet and people ate those eggs, because the French eat a lot of quail eggs. A lot of people in Texas do it, but the point is that you wouldn't get allergies. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's from the quail egg shell, I should add. Well, it's back in stock, 40% off. And who knows, this could be the only time it's ever available again. You know, they're bringing lockdowns and shutdowns back. But we finally got it back in. It's very proprietary, very, very special. It's available. You can sign up for auto ship with additional 10% off. Then we'll hold some back for your next order, so you are sure to get it. But we're ready to ship it to you right now. Back in stock, pollen block at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Helps support healthy sinus function, helps enhance respiratory function, helps clear passageways and airways, normal breathing, promotes respiratory health and normal breathing, supports eye comfort and sinus health, and so much more. Quail egg concentrate. It's just pure quail egg concentrate at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back on the other side. Stay with us. Welcome back, my friends, to the Tip of the Spear. I'm your host, Alex Jones. All right, I'm just going to play a few of these clips. This is just what I came across today of government leaders, corporate pitch people, the Prime Minister of Canada just saying outrageous lies about how good the vaccine is and how wonderful it works and how if you take it, you can't spread the virus and you can't get sick. Statistics show it actually makes you sicker, destroys your immune system. That it makes your sex life better, they're saying. There's no evidence of that. Another total lie. And then Trudeau just saying it's so magic he took it and it was just so incredible it made him feel so good. Let's play the head of the CDC. And then let's play this little PR piece about how it makes your sex life better. And then at the end, we're going to play Justin Trudeau and maybe Luke Trudeau a couple times, because it's just so fake, so ridiculous, that if a used car salesman walked up acting like this, you'd run off the car lot. I mean, he looks like the American Psycho dude. Here it is.
Our data from the CDC today suggests, that vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick, and that it's not just in the clinical trials, but it's also in real world data.
Get real.
Get real.
Get real.
Get real.
Get real.
Get real.
Get real about COVID-19 vaccines.
Shall I wish?
Personally speaking, not for me. I'm still hiring.
There has been no evidence that the COVID-19 vaccines are associated with impotence or affecting your sex drive negatively.
In fact, speaking to one gentleman recently, he told me that the vaccines actually has improved his sex drive, and he actually wanted to take another shot, which I discouraged, because that's not the purpose of the vaccine.
Everybody that I've spoken to said that they are having more sex than ever since they got the vaccine.
Listen, because I feel like since we took the vaccination, it's been on 10 or 20. You know what? Let's say 100.
The virus itself is what causes the impotence, meaning that males are unable to get it off.
If you may have people, you know, struggling to rise to the occasion when they get the COVID-19 virus, but that has not been reported when it comes down to getting the vaccine.
Every day, all the time, I don't know about impotence at all. It's a lie. Don't believe it.
Getting that shot really was an amazing feeling. It hits you. Getting that shot really was an amazing feeling. It hits you. Getting that shot really was an amazing feeling. It hits you. Getting that shot really was an amazing feeling. It hits you. Getting that shot really was an amazing feeling.
Folks, if you think he actually took the shot, I got a bridge. I'm willing to sell you in Manhattan, and I got some oceanfront property in Arizona, and from my front porch, you can see the sea. Wow. Unbelievable. And then I've got stuff even more insane than this. I mean, the Supreme Court nominee, Brown Jackson, they got the transcripts where she's like trying to let people out of jail that produced child porn of people raping toddlers. Yeah, there it is. She chose leniency in baby sex torture. I mean, come on, man. To quote Joe Biden. But again, they've got all the leftists will do anything they're told. They're in a cult, so they've gone over the edge of this idiocy cliff. Mind-blowing. But this was always going to happen. Our tolerance of evil has allowed this to manifest. Our tolerance of corruption has allowed this to happen. Thomas Jefferson was once asked, what is the level of tyranny to which evil men will put us under? And he said, the level to which you will accept. We are the governors of this. We have allowed this. The censorship, the control, the devaluation of our currencies, and all of it. We're going to lay out the devaluation of currencies straight ahead on the other side. And then we're going to hit the pedo news.
If you're not doing everything you can to boost your body's natural defenses, your God-given immune system, you are insane. Now, I've been selling high-quality supplements for over a decade that boost your immune system. Vitamin D of the highest quality, and of course, the best quality you're going to find out there from iodine. All of that boosts your immune system. But a couple years ago, I set out with top developers to come out with a concentrated herbal tincture that's been cold pressed, that has the very best herbs that God gave us through Mother Nature's medicine chest to supercharge our immune systems. Ladies and gentlemen, 2 years in the making, InfoWars Life Immune Support is now in stock, and out of the gates, it is 25% off. And your purchase of this product funds the InfoWar at such a critical juncture as the global awakening explodes. So go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get this product 25% off and take it every morning when you get up and every evening when you go to sleep. And all the studies show these compounds will turbocharge your immune system in a natural and healthy way. Elderberry concentrate, echinacea concentrate, astragalus root concentrate, angelica root concentrate, lomatium root concentrate, and so much more. This is a game changer, ladies and gentlemen, and with Winter Sun and X2 and X3, it will take your immune system to the next level, and it will fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win. This is a non-zero-sum game, ladies and gentlemen. The only way you fail, the only way you lose, is not supporting the broadcast while you get a product that supports your immune system. Immune support from InfoWars Life, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Follow the link below if you're at band.video and get yours today.